We're done marching band. So most of our concerts were done at the school through, you know, for various events and things like that. The school, thinking back to, I guess, through McPherson, that when I first started, you know, whatever the major event was, you know, Easter or whatever it was, the school would put on either a play or it would have a school concert or whatnot. And so that was part of the curriculum, is that, you know, you know, not only did you learn various musical pieces, but there was a purpose for that. You had to actually present them as well. And so maybe six times a year, I remember Remembrance Day was also, you know, we play with, you know, there was always a Remembrance Day ceremony at the school, and we'd play various pieces for that. And Christmas was always a big time, you know, at least one or two concerts there for Christmas and so on. So these are mostly school ones. The only outside concert I guess we played was, during the Expo year. When we came back from Expo, I remember we played what's that house where the art gallery is now?
Separately.
Yeah, just on the back, you know, the back patio. There's a big sort of open grassy area there.
Yeah.
When we came back from the because I guess we'd won the provincial band champion competition that year, and so the Birmingham Council wanted us to play a concert when we returned. So that was sort of our only, you want to call it, public concert out in the park kind of thing. So, but as I said, it was an interesting way to sort of, you know, round out your grade 12. It was a really neat way to cap it off.
Getting close to the end of this side of the tape.
Okay.
Backing up a bit, you mentioned that when you were a little kid, you and your brother would make up your own games. In the fields, did you have any particular names for any of those?
No, I think as with most kids, we either made our own. We played, you know, like cowboys and Indians kind of thing. You know, made our own. You know, fashioned them out of, you know, either carved them out of wood or something like that. Made up your own little bows and, you know, with a piece of string. you know, guns with you know, like we'd carve them out of wood or something like that, or just, you know, wood cutouts and whatnot, and, you know. We had a friend, a neighbor we used to play with a lot, was on the next property south of ours. His name was Tim. And so the three of us were just, you know, famous for running all over that, because on our south side there was another farm, I think, or I'm not sure. Actually we rented that half. There's another 5 acre, and then the third one over there. There was a boy there that was my. It was actually between Tim was a year younger than I was, but a little bit older than my brother Ray. And so the three of us were just, you know, we would just carouse all over the place. And then Dick, who was right across from us, Dick was about a year younger than Ray. So some a lot of times there was four of us that, you know, cruised. And then the property just north of us was North American Pete. And so They it was really neat, because they would the way they dug the peat out was that they would trench it. They would trench these things, and they were probably go up to 6 feet deep and maybe 12 feet wide. Great playground. I mean, you got these mounds of blocks of peat that were cut out. They were then piled up to dry, and they left these trenches there. And then what they would do is that they would then trench. You know, they would then cut the next ones after that. I'm not exactly sure what the process was, but hence they left these huge ditches, or almost, you know, really wide trenches in there, and great for hide and seek, cowboys and Indians, you name it. And, you know, the peat farm was probably 20 acres, and so a lot of it in the back part was still all bush, and so, you know, like 5 minutes from the house, you were in the forest. So it was a neat playground. I mean, we, you know, when there was nothing for us to do, my brother and I would just get lost in the backwoods of Burnaby for, you know, until, you know, we realized it was dark and it was time to come home kind of thing. So, I don't know. I mean, so we, you know, so sometimes four of us would just set off, and I'm sure we probably would have just tracked right into that back corner, because remember, you know, like following the river shoreline all the way around, we probably tracked as far as New West sometimes, but at that time it was just totally all in bush, you know, there was no industry down there, and a lot of it was just interesting, it was just, you know, interesting playground for us.